Rabban Tzipar, Kemish Nayud. Omar Adam Le Chavero, person can tell his friend, Nakeshi mi, va nakeshi mach. If you weed out my property for me, take out all the weeds and all the bad grass, va nakeshi mach, and then I'll do that back for you. Adori mi, fasolati. No, I'm just joking. Adori mi, vedori mach. If you dig a furrow for me, and I'll do the same for you. So that's okay. That's not a problem of ribbis, because generally the work is going to be pretty much even. V'lo yomer lo, but don't say to him, nakeshimi ve'edor imach. Two different types of malachas. You weed out for me, and I'll pay you back by digging a furrow, or vice versa, adorimi ve'anakeshimach, also is a problem. Now, when we said earlier that a person can do the same malacha, nakesh, let's say weeding out, you weed out for me, I'll weed out for you. Kol yimei garid echad. It's not all the time. In the same season, though, it's okay. The whole summer is looked at as one. And the Rav says that even if one day of the summer, let's say the beginning of the summer, is longer or shorter, the end of the summer, not a problem. And also, kol yimei revia echad, all the days of the winter, the rainy season, is also one day. Meaning, the day that I do it and the day that you do it, as long as it's in the same season, it's fine. But the problem is, lo yomar lo, don't tell him, charoshimi begarid, you dig for me in the summer, v'ani echrosh imcha b'revia, and I will do it in the winter. Because in the time of the winter, it's harder. It's harder to do it, and there it's going to be an issue of ribbis, because you did work for me, and I'm paying you back with harder work. And it seems that the length of time is why I'm paying you back, and that's like ribbis. Rabban Gamliel Omer, yesh ribbis mukdemis, v'yesh ribbis mucheres. Rabban Gamliel says, there's ribbis that can come beforehand, and ribbis that comes later on, after. Late ribbis. Ketzad, nosin ein of lilvoy semenu. Person, he sets his eyes to borrow from somebody. Vayimishalech lo v'omer, and he sends somebody to him and says, Bishvil shel talveini. He sends a gift to him through somebody, and he tells him that I'm sending you this gift in order to borrow from you. Zohi ribbis mukdemes. This is ribbis that's coming before the loan. Lo v'heimenu, v'ichzir lo esmosav. Or if, let's say, you borrowed from a guy, and then after you borrowed and paid him back, Vayimishalech lo v'omer, you then sent him a gift and said to him, Bishvil ma'osecha shayu b'telos etzli. Because of your money that was just sitting, not working for you, that I borrowed from you, I'm giving you something now. Zuhi ribis mucheres. This is ribis that came afterwards. This was not something, by the way, that was set up to pay interest. That's a whole different issue. That's an issue of ribis midiraisa. Here he just pays it after the loan already took place. Now, during the loan, if it's though not immediately afterwards and he doesn't say anything, or not immediately before and he doesn't say anything, and it's not such a big matana, it seems that most mafreshim learn that it's not a problem. However, during the loan, while he's borrowing, if something is given, even if he doesn't say, the mafreshim learn, it's also a problem. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, yesh ribis dvarim. There is such a thing as ribis with just words. Lo yomer lo, don't tell a person when you're borrowing from him, you should know, I'm giving you a good piece of knowledge, because he borrowed from him, that there's a person coming from another place. In other words, Jack the carpenter is coming from Alabama, and everybody needs Jack the carpenter. So don't give him this good piece of advice, like before and after the loan, because it appears to be ribbis.